Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. Here I am in New College, Oxford, the proper name being the House of Saint, the Winchester College of Saint Mary the Virgin in Oxford. But there's already another College of Oxford University dedicated to Saint Mary, as in the House of Mary the Virgin in Oxford, which is commonly called Oriel. This one I'm in now is usually known as New College because it's newer than Oriel. So founded by William of Wickham, who was Bishop of Winchester. Winchester being a very important city back then, housed the royal treasury. It's not very large now. Who also founded Winchester College. So boys would go there in their early teens to Winchester College, then come on to New College to complete their education in their late teens, occasionally to their early 20s. Because people went to university much younger in those days because they died much younger. Plus there was less to learn. We hadn't discovered a lot of stuff. What else about it? So that William of Wickham, he also was Lord Chancellor, as in the King's most important minister. So a very important figure in late 14th century England, right? And then his effigy is right up there above the main gate. He's kneeling down, wearing his bishop's hat, his mitre, and there's the Blessed Virgin in the middle. Okay, this is the main quadrangle. So it's founded as a Catholic college, of course. Everyone had to be Catholic in England at the time. And then in the 1530s, it changed to be an Anglican college, as in affiliated with the Church of England. But of course, you can be any religious denomination if you belong to this. I see the porter looking at me. I hope he's not annoyed. So going from the main quadrangle in towards the garden area. So it's ninth week. University terms are only 8 weeks. But for postgraduates, they're not very relevant. So almost half the university is postgraduate these days. Famous people who went to New College, Hugh Grant, the actor. No prime ministers have attended New College, but he was a fictional prime minister in Love, Actually, if you've seen that. So it's a very large an area, got about 800 students all told. You can see the painting of these rowing triumphs up there, women's second, torpid. Torpid is a type of rowing boat, but obviously that means lazy. I don't know what's lazy about it. These get washed off by the rain after a while. So built by the city walls at the time. And until the 1860s, only Wickhamists, as in boys who went to Winchester College, were allowed to come to this one. But they changed that at that time. And then the motto, manners maketh man, is the same as the motto of Winchester College. So there was William Spooner, who came here and invented Spoonerism. So he's the first non-Wickhamist ever to attend New College. What else are they going to say about New? Spoonerisms, as in when you reverse the initial letters of two words, as in, for example, you've hissed my mystery lectures, as in you've missed my history lectures, and so on. And the down train would be the town drain and so forth. It is customary to cuss the bride, but I think that's changing the whole syllable, not just the individual letter. Okay, so this mound here, there's a superstition about this one, is not to climb up on the mound until you've graduated, otherwise you will not get a first class degree. Can you see them? I'm not showing you the mound, am I? I'm not sure I've ever walked up the mound, because when they're digging the foundations of elsewhere, they piled up this earth to create this artificial mound. So only people from New are supposed to go on these, on the lawn there up the mound, and look at the old town wall. That is New College. I shan't bother walking around the gardens, but they're lovely, very spacious. Then over the wall there, that is a bit of St. Edmund's Hall, which was the college that Keir Starmer attended. In about 3 weeks, he's due to become Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. He'll be the first ever Prime Minister to attend Teddy Hall, as it's commonly called. So anything else about New College? Yeah. So some people, the Winton College, they sometimes call it, as in Winton is an old word for Winchester. So this one went mixed in the late 1970s, if memory serves. Okay. I'm just looking at that coat of arms over there. Those two curious creatures. What are they trying to climb up there? Beavers or something? And then it says, maintien le droit. Okay. As in, like, keep the right, as in do the right thing. Have a better look at this coat of arms here. You see the college's coat of arms, and then the coats of arms on the blades, as in oars of the other colleges they bumped. Oriel Second Eight, Regent's Park College, Somerville, and Worcester. Okay, and then the names of the ladies who are rowing in this one, the cox, as in she steering the boat, or the coach. But they have changed it so that if it's a women's crew, a man can be their cox, and vice versa, as in quite a short, skinny person, put him or her on a diet to steer the boat because they're not contributing to the propulsion. Oarswomen and oarsmen, they tend to be tall, but it's all and slim. It's all sinew, brawny. It's actually most of the strength comes from the legs, not the arms. It may be transferred by the arms as pushing off from their seat on the slide, because obviously your leg muscles about three times the size of your arm muscles. You see this going back to 2018, the SEH. SEH is St. Edmund Hall. Magdalen, I know it looks like Magdalen, pronounced Magdalen. Hartford, spelt with an E, but pronounced in a Hartford, because, you know, so their symbol is a type of deer, because in Dutch, hart is a deer. Okay, so then the long room. A lot of rooms are not allowed to go into. So giving you a little bit of an idea what New College is like. So you've got some idea of its proportions. Perhaps I ought to have walked around the gardens and told you a little bit more about it. They do almost all subjects. Some people labour under the misapprehension that each college is for a subject, but that's not the case. Most colleges are doing with subjects. You look right up there, you see the coat of arms right up high. You see mitres, as in bishops' hats, supposed to resemble the tongues of flames. The tongues of flame that came out of the heads of the 12 apostles at Pentecost. You know, is it 40 days after the ascension of Jesus? And they're very nervous, lacking in faith. And then that miracle happened. So that's why they wear those things, they wear those mitres, because there's this idea of apostolic succession. Jesus Christ appointed the 12 apostles, and the 12 apostles were the first bishops, and they ordained other bishops, and then the bishops ordained bishops right down to today. So any bishop today, he, or indeed she, in some denominations, was ordained by a bishop, who was ordained by a bishop, all the way back to the 12 apostles, and back to Jesus Christ, so a direct link. So if you ever shaken hands with the bishop, supposedly there's a direct link to Jesus Christ. But some sort of Protestants reject that idea. The Church of Scotland don't have bishops. And it's always worth looking up in Oxford. Do you see the stonework? What's embossed here? Some others are some creature's face. Yeah. So we're not allowed to walk on that side of the quadrangle. Sorry, private. And yes, these really are undergraduates' rooms and where lectures take place and so on. There's a dining hall we're not allowed to film in. But they use this to film a bit of Mamma Mia. That sort of graduation scene is really a way to string a narrative around various ABBA songs, Everybody Scream When I Kiss the Teacher, which came out in the 70s. But these days, that song would not be looked upon so indulgently. And I can't remember the name of that woman who's half Scots, who played one of the Dons in it. And Björn Ulvaeus of ABBA, he was here. You know, ABBA, that 70s Swedish group who sang exclusively in English, made apparently only one mistake in their English. I say Swedish, one was actually half German, half Norwegian, moved to Sweden as an infant. I'm a big ABBA fan. So that is a bit of a tour of New College. I might show you the quadrangle a little later. So you're perhaps getting an idea of the size of the place and the aesthetics of it. Not allowed to film at the chapel, incidentally. So thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe to my channel on Patreon. Donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. All right, goodbye everybody from New College, Oxford. Goodbye.